Most of us lower our standards. Why? Because who you spend time with, my friends, is who you become.
Quality of your life is the quality of where you live emotionally. Like, we all have a home. Angry people find a way to get angry, even if their life doesn't have anything to be angry about. We can always find it. Sad people find a way to be sad. Caring people find a way to care for other people. So one thing you gotta identify is, where are you living? What's your home? What's your habit? And then the way to change it is, when I was homeless, literally on my own, just getting started, I didn't have the internet, but I decided I had to go to a library and I had to feed my mind. And I always tell people, the first stage is, you know, weeds grow automatically. One of my teachers taught me, he said, every day stand guard at the door of your mind and feed it something good. Because if your worst enemy puts sugar in your coffee here, you're fine. If your best friend by accident trying to help you put some strychnine, you're dead. So if you feed your mind every day, 30 minutes a day of reading something, hearing something. Second, you got to strengthen your body. And the reason, Pierce, is fear is physical, right? So is stagnation, so is numbness, so is sadness, so is rage. And when you go in and change your body by an intense workout or a run or even an intense walk, and the blood's flowing through you, science has shown it instantly changes your biochemistry. And now your mind and body are working together. Third thing all these people did in common, if you watch, they found a mission bigger than themselves. Yeah. Something that they wanted to aspire to that was worth more than their pain. And then the fourth thing is, you got to find a role model. You know, you heard it with Nick. Almost everybody finds a role model that makes it real. Yep. You get a role model, it becomes real to you if you get a plan, you get a goal plan, and you take massive action. And the last step, number five, there's always somebody worse off than you are, I don't care what you've done. So if you can go help somebody worse off, it puts your life in perspective, and it also reminds you, life's not about me, it's about we. I always tell people, the secret to a great life, the secret to living, is giving. And there's, when you realize there's something in you still to give, even if you lost your legs, even if you've been through a horrific financial situation, your life can improve, but more importantly, you'll have a meaningful life because your life will contribute to other people.
Decide to develop the habit right now, the habit of focusing on what's right in your world instead of what's wrong, the habit of focusing on what you do have instead of what you don't have in a situation. And as basic as that is, and as well as you know it, you've got to make it a habit, because those habits form the chain of your ultimate character, of who you become and how you end up living your life. We've got to condition ourselves, because if we don't, we'll go back to the automatic state that most people live in today's society. The way to develop the habit is to go on a mental diet. It's that you immediately do not allow yourself to hold a negative feeling, a negative thought for 7 straight days, day and night, even when it gets tough, even when somebody disappoints you, even when you get frustrated, even when you give your all and it still turns up lousy. Listen, if all I did was rant and rave on this tape and you didn't listen to anything else I said, but you took on this 7-day challenge, you can't believe what it'll do to your life.
If you get yourself in a state of certainty that this is going to work, I'm going to find a way, and if this doesn't work, I will make the way, then you tap a lot more potential. And when you're certain in your potential, you take massive action. When you take massive action, you really believe in something, you get great results. When you get great results, your brain goes, see, I told you I was a stud.
People tell me all the time, oh, I'm skeptical or I'm pessimistic. I said, no, you're gutless. It takes no guts. It takes no courage to be a pessimist, to say it's not going to work, to try to find out what's wrong. What's wrong is always available. So is what's right. So I'm not into positive thinking, but I am into intelligence. And intelligence says, see it as it is. Don't make it worse than it is. The only way it gets better is if you can see how it is. Don't make it worse than it is. Don't try to make it so it's impossible to change. That's not true. Not true at all. The second mandate, I think, to changing anything in your life, to leading your life, is once you see it as it is, not worse than it is, then you got to see it better than it is. Because that's the thing that's missing from most relationships. There's no vision. I mean, without a vision, people what? Perish. And when a relationship has no vision for greater than where they are, that relationship is going downhill, if not destroyed. I believe that every relationship, every part of life, every part of a human being needs a compelling future. If the future's not more compelling than today, today could be tough, but if the future's compelling, we can get there.
So just to remind you, first thing you gotta do is feed and strengthen that mind. Read, listen, feed the mind, take control of that focus, stand guard on what other people are saying, focus on what it is you're here to give, what you can control, what you can make happen. Number two, feed and strengthen that body. Remember, fear, uncertainty, they're physical experiences. So the best way to deal with something physical is get physical. Change that body. Go lift some weights. Go for that run. Do something that's going to get you in that state. But get that hour of power going, that 15 minutes to thrive, if you're familiar with that, to train your body and mind to be strong again. Number three, make sure you put yourself in that position where you find a role model that's going to inspire you and show you that way. Maybe it's a contrasting role model. You think your life's so tough? Find somebody with tougher who's really turned it around. Or maybe it's just somebody who's really succeeded. that you can now see there is a way. There's a way through. There's a way to make this happen, even in the toughest times. There's always a way. 4, make sure you get yourself into action. Get a plan, take massive action. And the 5, most importantly of all of them, feed your spirit. Feed and strengthen your spirit. And there's only one way to do that. It's to find what you're grateful for and to take time, whether it be prayer for you or just taking a moment to think about what it is that's so lucky in your life. There's a rejuvenation in our spirit when we stop taking things for granted. And when most importantly, what feeds your spirit is to give, to find a way to do something for someone else who's worse off than you are. Because what is this all about? It's about strength and it's about perspective. It's about action. It's about emotion and it's about heart. And so many people, you know, miss the opportunity to feel like their life makes a difference. I'm a big believer that motive does matter, that why you do something, people can feel that. People may be skeptical, they may have their judgments or their fears because they've been through so much, but in my experience, ultimately, why you're doing something, people feel. And if you're doing this because some part of you knows that you're here in life not just to get, but to give, then there's a spark that happens in other people because they feel the genuineness of that, and there's a spark that happens in you because it reminds you what you're made for.